In an era when celebrity commentary often seems either performative or superficial, a rare moment of sincerity can stand out, especially when it affirms dignity over division. That's exactly what happened last month when I had a brief but meaningful encounter with Ben Affleck. While walking together, my wife spotted Affleck in the distance. To her horror, I walked straight up to him before she could stop me. "Hey Ben," I said. He looked up, clearly caught off guard, likely expecting a selfie request or a comment about the accountant too. But instead, I told him, "You probably don't remember, but I want to thank you for standing up for Muslims and calling out Islamophobia years ago on." Before I could finish, he smiled and said, "On Bill Maher's show?" I nodded. "Without missing a beat," he replied, "it should be obvious. There's no place for hate." My wife had caught up by then and instinctively recorded the tail end of our chat, a brief handshake, but a powerful moment of moral clarity. A moment that reminded me, and clearly millions of others, given how widely the story resonated online, that Hollywood, at its best, can push back against harmful narratives. That exchange brought me back to 2014, when Affleck famously challenged Bill Maher and Sam Harris on HBO's Real Time. Harris, a neuroscientist and prominent atheist, had declared that Islam is the motherlode of bad ideas and argued that liberals failed to confront theocratic extremism. Maher backed him, claiming that Muslim societies broadly lack liberal values. Affleck didn't let it slide. "It's gross. It's racist," he said, comparing the generalizations to saying, "Oh, you shifty Jew." He reminded the panel, and the audience, that there are more than a billion Muslims who are not fanatics, who just want to go to school, have some sandwiches. In the years since, Harris has doubled down, blaming Hamas entirely for Gaza's suffering, suggesting that Western civilization alone represents civilization, and arguing that liberal institutions are being infiltrated by stealth Islamists. Meanwhile, Bill Maher has continued to use his platform to attack Muslims. He has said Islam has too much in common with ISIS, joked that he's afraid of people named Muhammad, and mocked a Muslim teenager arrested for bringing a homemade clock to school. This is not principled critique. It's a pattern. And it's a pattern we see repeated in more respectable tones, too. In a recent op-ed for Newsweek, Dr. Kanta Ahmed warned of the dangers of radical Islamism in the U.S., citing a Muslim housing development in Texas and its spiritual leader, Dr. Yasir Qadi, as causes for concern. But her argument rested on associations, not evidence. The implication was clear: visibly devout or politically engaged Muslims are to be viewed with suspicion.